This is Dr. Masood Shahab dictating. Patient's name is Ann Robinson, Robinson. Date of birth is 1/28/1941. Date of service is 7/22/2022. Miss Robinson is seen in her room today with complaints of pain in her rectum area. She has a bulge. As per the nursing staff, she has a hemorrhoid. She has been having discomfort from it. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations. She denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, no vomiting. She is somewhat constipated. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs were clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Both sounds were positive. Extremities. No edema. Impression number one, hemorrhoids. Number two, hypertension. Next, hypothyroidism. Next, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Next, history of hip fracture. Status post surgery. Next, dementia. Next, DJD. Treatment plan. Discuss with patient about her symptoms. I've suggested that she drink enough water, more fiber in her diet. I put her on NSOL HC suppositories that she's going to use twice a day. If her symptoms are not improved, then she may need to see a surgeon. Will also suggest using Miralax on a daily basis as well as Sena S as needed. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Robert Palmatier, Palmateer. Robert, Robert. Date of birth is 8/29/1942. Date of service is 7/22/2022. Mr. Palmatier is a very pleasant 79-year-old male admitted to the Legacy Unit at Willows at Harvard. He had a history of hyperlipidemia, dementia, and depressive disorder. He says that he's doing well. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He's ambulating in his room. He said that he's feeling well. He denies any medical issues. Denies any other complaints. On the past medical history has been significant for hyperlipidemia, depressive disorder, and degenerative joint disease, as well as dementia. Past surgical history, unknown. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none, allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications include aspirin, atorvastatin, B-complex vitamin, donepezil, sertraline. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease. And respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints, neurological, history of dementia, denies any history of TIA or CVA, no focal weakness in the arms or legs. Musculoskeletal, he does have joint pains of non shift arthritis. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination. Temperature 98.2, pulse 54 per minute, respiration 18, blood pressure 121/78. Oxygen saturation was 96%. HENT examination was normal. People's vehicle ran and reacted to light. Exocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Regular rate and rhythm. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, not tender. Both sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression number one, dementia. Next, depressive disorder. Next,
thank you.
hyperlipidemia. Next, DJD. Tree implant patient is admitted to the legacy unit at left end of the towel. We'll continue current medications. We'll check routine labs. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Evelyn Fraser. Next patient is Dorothy Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, Dorothy, D-O-R-O-T-H-Y. Date of birth is 9/15/1941. Date of service is 7/22/2022. Ms. Harris is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She does complaints of having episodes of diarrhea. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath. She denies any abdominal pain, no nausea or vomiting. She does complaints of some swelling of lower extremities. Otherwise, she has been doing well. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVT, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, extremities 1 to 2 plus spinning edema, both lower extremities. Impression, number 1, lower extremity swelling. Next, diabetes mellitus. Type 2, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, discuss this patient about her symptoms. We'll continue current medications. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she will use the Lomotil as needed, if she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Evelyn Fraser. F-R-A-S-E-R, Evelyn, E-V-E-L-Y-N, date of birth is 7/14/1926, date of service is 7/22/2022. Ms. Fraser is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She has recently been admitted to the hospice services. She was sent to emergency room due to mental status changes after she suffered a recent fall and had a head injury. She currently is doing well. She was evaluated emergency department. CT of the head was done, which is unremarkable. Family has decided to admit her to hospital. She denies any other symptoms or complaints at the present time. She denies any headaches, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number 1, dementia. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, DJD. Treatment plan, discuss patient about her symptoms. She seems to be comfortable. We'll continue current medications. We'll monitor her progress. Hospice is following. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Carol Arnold, A-R-N-O-L-D. Carol, C-A-R-O-L. Date of birth is 10/11/1939, date of service is 7/22/2022. Ms. Arnold is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She seems to be doing better. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number 1, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, GERD. Next, asthma/COPD. Next, degenerative joint disease. It's dementia. Treatment plan discussed with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be stable. Case was discussed with the nursing staff who have raised no new issues. Will continue current medications. Will monitor her progress. Will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.
What is this PR?
For rectal.
Oh.